turn and stand, and not twice. And that's something we should resist, a viewpoint we should resist at all costs. And what I can't do today is say to you, we can protect every job in public sector in the world. I can't promise you, isn't in my gift to deliver. What I can say is this, that all public sector organisations that I possess should look at every possible way of saving money before looking at compulsory redundancy. That has to be the very last thing that any public sector organisation should consider. And I will work with the Wales PUC, work with other trade unions to make sure that becomes a reality across the whole of Wales. We have a long fight ahead of us. We've had a taste of what is coming in Wales. We've seen what's happened with the Passport Office, and we give our full 100% support to all those who are defending their jobs at the Passport Office in New York. We've seen what's proposed with the Driver Standards Agency. We worry about what's happening with other public sector organisations in Wales that are the responsibility of the UK government. But the one thing we will never do is sit back and say nothing. We will always look to defend those public sector jobs that mean so much in terms of delivering services to the people of Wales. We will do the best that we can with the settlement that we get today from the UK government. And believe me, if it wasn't for devolution, things would be a lot, lot worse. We would have no voice. We would have no voice coming from Wales, no strong voice coming from Wales, speaking up for Wales. I give you a promise today. We can't bring money, but what we can do is to be ingenious, to be innovative, to protect those public services that the people of Wales value so much. We will look to protect our spending on schools. We will look to protect our spending on hospitals. And we will look to defend those services upon which the people of Wales rely so much. We have a tough challenge ahead of us. No point in pretending otherwise. But I can't promise you that this government will do its utmost to protect public services, to protect public sector workers, and to protect the people of Wales. Thank you.